Last time we discussed the Machlokas Rashi, it tells us that the tzir of Asad Bevika, which is subject to the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, when we say Pitik or Yom Besosim in an Asad Bevika. So Rashi understood that Asad Bevika was a situation where there were no walls on any side, there were four openings, and that's what this Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel about whether you say Pitik or Yom Besosim. But even Shmuel would agree, if there was at least one wall that was closed, then you could say Pitik. So some of the B'nai HaChavura asked, if you have four openings, why do you automatically have a Tzuris HaPesach? Why do you have to come out to Pitikra? Why can't you be Matur Tiltil in that area of the Asadra because of the existing Tzuris HaPesach? So the Mishnah Yaakov actually brings this as a raya or an implicit raya to his position that a Tzuris HaPesach has to be erected l'shem Tzuris HaPesach, and you can't rely on a pre-existing Tzuris HaPesach that wasn't erected for that purpose. So we know there's a machlokas, Rashi and tells us whether it's one of the Yal Kagams, but whether or not it's one of the Yal Kagams, it is a machlokas of Ayin Rava, that a lefi omen of Eilef, whether a lefi, a independently standing lefi, that wasn't erected for the purpose of functioning as a lefi to be matched tilto, is that a valid lefi? That's a machlokas of Ayin Rava, maybe one of the Yal Kagams. What about a Tzuris HaPesach, which is Kiilu omen of Eilef, a Tzuris HaPesach that wasn't erected for the purpose of a Tzuris HaPesach? That's the Machlokas HaPoskim. We'll get to that when we discuss Tzuris HaPesach. But the Mishnah Z'Yakov is of the opinion that a Tzuris HaPesach has to be erected l'shem Tzuris HaPesach. That's Simen Kuf Kuf Gimel. And the Mishnah Z'Yakov writes, and that Simen, Simen Kuf Kuf Gimel, page Kuf Nun Aleph. Simen Kuf Kuf Gimel, page Kuf Nun Aleph. In the paragraph beginning, Ubahachi. So he assumes that this Gemara of Achsad the Rashi is a raya to his position that in a Hanami, if it was the case that a Tzuris HaPesach could function even if it wasn't erected l'shem Tzuris HaPesach, then in your Achsad Rebika it should be mutter even without coming on to Pitikra, right? Because you have Tzuris HaPesach anyway. Last time I answered, not having remembered this mission of Yaakov, that we're talking about a tzir where you don't have something that would constitute Tzuris HaPesach. But the Mishnah Yaakov's Raya is that if it wasn't for the fact that a Tzuris HaPesach, Omen Me'elam, so to speak, a Tzuris HaPesach that wasn't erected to function as such, if it wasn't for the fact that that was no good, then the Asad Mevikah Gwarta Rashi should be mutter because of the pre existing Tzuris HaPesachs without coming on to P. Tikra. Okay. There's a related point. You saw Mayor left to. I just answered your question, I'm sorry. We'll get the notes. There's a related point about how Pitikra operates, which Rav Moshe makes in the simon that I told you to look at, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, which is really based on Rishonim. Rav Moshe there is addressing whether you can use elevated train tracks to function as a mechitza to help in a, let's call it a community eruv, or a bimatir, a broader area of the tiltol, based on Pitikra Yod Vesosim. So can you say that the roof, the edge of the elevated train track could function as a mechitza based on Pitikra, which is an assumption that some made in the earlier literature about the Manhattan Eruv. First the literature about the early Lower East Side Eruv at the beginning of the 20th century, and then the later literature in the second half of the 20th century about the Manhattan Eruv. Rav Moshe's tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Ches is talking about Brooklyn, but the principles are the same. So Rav Moshe assumes that you can't say Pitikra to work bidirectionally, meaning that Pitikra operates to enclose the area inside the place where there's a tikra. So if I have, let's say, your Afsad Rebika case of Pitikra, so I have the Afsadra, I want to use Pitikra Yod Vesosim to be Matur Tilto inside the Afsadra. So I can't use that, either call it a Mechitz or call it a Pesach, Machlokas Rashi tells us we discussed last time, however Pitikra operates. So whether it's a good achis mechitza, whether it's a Pesach, bottom line, it creates a de facto halachic mechitza. So I can use that mechitza to both be matir betiltil, the area inside, and to be matir the area outside. So in the case of the elevated railroad track, if I have pitikra, pitikra would only help you to be makif the area underneath the railroad, than not to be matir the city on the other side of the track. So Rav Moshe quotes in support of this argument, Rashi in Sukkah, that pretty much says this b'feirush. Rashi on Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil de Mechitza. So the Gemara there, starting on Yotes Amud Aleph, going on to Yotes Amud Aleph, has the parallel Sukkah of Asad Vedika, and there it's in the context of the Sukkah. So the Gemara is Machlokes Amaran, whether you can use Pitikra to create Mechitzas for Sukkah, and wants to be told of that on the Machlokes about Asad Rebika, and then the Gemara says that the Tliya only works in one direction. I don't know if Gemara Sukkah here, I forgot to bring it with me. So Rashi there writes, instead of you pull it up, you test some of the Dibur Maskil de Mechitzas. So Rashi writes that the mechitza that's created through pitikra only serves to be makif the area on the inside and not the area on the outside. When we have a lachal meshamisina of good achis, it only operates to be makif the chalal, the area inside, but not to the area chutzala. So that's pretty beferish that you can use pitikra to simultaneously create the natural or the local partition for the area underneath the tikra, and at the same time to function as mechitza for the area on the outside. So that's what Moshe thinks, that in the case of the elevated train track, it won't help to use pitikra to be makif tilto on the outside. From there.
So let's say you have this pitikra that you're describing on one side, on the other side you have a roof that's shufa.
Right.
So you only have a wall on one side of your train track, but on the other side you have a slanted wall. So can't this be a wall for everything that's over here? Because there's no completing wall on the other side of the train track, let's say, to pretend there's a slanted wall there.
Right.
So then this would be a wall for everything, all of the...
But still, naturally, that pitikra is makif, or it's naturally associated with the area under the tikra. So, yes, so for that technicality, you may not have a mechitza on the other side of the tikra, so you may not be able to be makif tiltil for that reason, but it's still not shy to the area on the outside. Because you can't arbitrarily choose.
I don't mean on the going inside and
right.
Then everything, the whole city on the...
Right, so you can't arbitrarily decide I'm going to use it for one direction as opposed to the other direction. It's naturally associated.
I'm using it for one direction. This is I have a wall, pitikra here.
Yeah, but that pitikra is associated to the tikra. That tikra is associated with the area under the tikra, not in the city.
There's still a wall there.
That's fine, there. But that's...
Why can't I close the whole city along that? So I have a wall for just underneath the subway, but it's still a
right.
wall.
But it's a wall that was created for the subway, it wasn't created for the Shisaram. That's how Moshe presents it, and that seems to be what Rashi's saying. This, by the way, this Rashi, we quoted last on the Rashi in Daf Zayin, but this Rashi in Daf Yutes and Sukkah says the same thing as explicitly, that Pitikra is operating based on good achis. So another Rashi that says the same thing, consistently, obviously.
The point that probably would do is Pitikra is so same.
Yeah.
It's like so same. The point is, at least to me, the Lashon, that it's not like a Mechitza, it just closes off that area.
Well, it's still maybe mechitza, but it's a mechitza that...
I'm saying, you're trying to bring Rosh's argument that it's
right.
not a mechitza downside, so...
No, it's not... this point is irrespective as to whether P. Ticker operates B'Torah's a good achas mechitza or operates B'Torah's Pesach. either way, even if it occurs B'tzaras Pesach, you still say the same thing, that it's only shayach to the area inside, not the area on the outside. It's not a function of how, irrespective of the lumdus of B'dikra, the din may be the same.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Irrespective of the lumdus, the lashon is also the same way.
But you say that it's associated in the area inside. Okay, good. Fine. Rav Henkin made the same point as Rav Moshe, also in the context of Manhattan Erev. Rav Henkin writes this in his Haskama to the Kuntres Tikkun Erevin v'Manhattan of Rav Moskowitz, so we've quoted in the past, which was reprinted, so it's the Haskama which is in the first pages of the Kuntres Tikkun Erevin, was reprinted a few years ago in the collection of Rav Henkin's Juvas, published under the name Gevuras Eliyahu in the volume on Arachayim Simen Kuf Tesvav. So that's Gevuras Eliyahu Arachayim Simen Kuf Tesvav. That P'tikra only works, he raises a question, that P'tikra should only work for the inside and not for the outside. He's talking there in the context of a tunnel. But let's say you have a tunnel that's nifras into Manhattan. So can you say that the P'tikra of that tunnel can function as a mechitza instead of a tzuras pesach or instead of whatever you would need to close off that tunnel so you don't have a problem difference in makom aser? Well, so in that context, he makes the same point that P'tikra only works for the inside and not for the outside. And in that collection of Rav Henkin's tshuvas or letters that were collected from various places, he made the same point in a couple subsequent tshuvas as well. In Rav Moshe's tshuva, he has, I think, a slightly different formulation of the Tikkotz of Rashi. And then the way he formulates it, which is an extension of Rashi, is that the P'tikra, in order to be makif a rishus, has to be created for that purpose. The Rashi's formulation is that P'tikra operating through gudachis can only serve to be makif the area on the inside and not the area on the outside. Rav Moshe says, you see from there, in Kain Pashut, Sha elevator shalonasa lushisarabim, laharishisarabim, eina mechitza laharishisarabim din p'tikra. In order for it to function as a p'tikra to be makif the rishus, it has to be made for the purpose of being makif the rishus. So even if it can function as a mechitza through p'tikra for the area under the elevated railroad track, but it isn't a, can't be a mechitza to be makiv the rishus. So, I'm not sure that it's, let's say in theory you constructed an elevated railroad track with an appended tikra that was only for the purpose of the makif the rishus and not for the elevated railroad track. So even if that's an extension of the tikra of the railroad track, if it's done the shem rishus, would that work? I'm sorry?
Could also have the same question where imagine Eretz Yisrael could happen. Right. But while they're building it, they have in mind.
That's what I'm asking. Right.
No, not even with it attempted.
With the area itself, I think you'd still. You see, you have in mind that it serves a dual function.
Yeah, from guys building a railroad. So it's going to do it for the area of him to build a railroad.
Right. So for Rashi, it doesn't sound like it should make a difference because it can't. It can function in both directions. So the Kuvit is a little bit lavdafka. Moshe writes that it wasn't Meilu Shisarabim, maybe even if it was Meilu Shisarabim, but its primary function or its initial function is for the railroad, so then you can't say in both directions. Okay, I want to go back to another point that we made last time, and that was the presumed difficulty within Shitas Rashi, the DMA, that if Pitikra is predicated on good achis, essentially Mechitza Tluya, so how does that work with the fact that we paskin that Mechitza Tluya is not a good Mechitza, at least via Basha? The Pnei Yeshua asks this question in Sukkah a little bit differently. Pnei Yeshua is in Sukkah Daf Tezayin Amin Aleph, Dibur Maskil B'Mishna HaMishal Shel. Pnei Yeshua Sukkah Tezayin Amin Aleph, Dibur Maskil B'Mishna Kolin HaMishal Shel. So the way he asks the question is that if Mechitza Tuliya is ineffective, if we assume that Mechitza Tuliya is not Makir in general, the Abasha, so what is the Tzir of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of good achis? As we know, there is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of good achis. So where is that? Where is good achis applicable? If we're talking about where the mechitza is within three tefachim of the ground, so it's already subsumed under lover, so you don't need a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of good achis to tell you that you view the mechitza going down to the ground because it's within sheer love of the ground, so it's included in love it anyway. And if it's above three tefachim, so then that's your classic mechitza tuliya. So even if you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, but it doesn't reach within three tefachim of the ground, that's a mechitza tuliya, and then you don't say good achis here. So what did Tzir of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim where you say good achis? That's one question. And then the Pnei Yeshua says the second question, working within Rashi's Mahalach, that Pitikra is predicated on good achis, he asks, if we assume that b'kiyas gediyim shma b'kiyah, we're worried about b'kiyas gediyim, so how can you ever say p'tibra yod v'sosek? So number one, if mechitza tuliya is invalid, mechitza tuliya doesn't work, then what's the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of good achis? And number two, how can you say p'tikra yod v'sosem if in general we assume that b'kiyas gediyim shma b'kiyah? So if you have an opening under the tikra that gediyim can run through, then how does p'tikra operate?
What's the difference between the
The first question is, what's the tzir of good achis? And the second question is, how does p'tikra operate if we're worried about b'kiyas gediyim? So say it's, even if it's not good achis. Let's say p'tikra is not operating with good achis. But l'maisa, we're worried about b'kiyas gediyim, so why aren't we concerned that the b'kiyas gediyim going under the tikra?
Would this lend to the fact that p'tikra might be a pesach? I don't have a problem with the gediyim walking through a pesach. But that only answers the second question.
Okay, so he's trying to present, he presents it as Kusha Achas Mitzvah Shneim, or one Mahalach will solve both problems, but we also have to count for Rashi as well. So he assumes that according to the day in Tanah, and the Mechitza Tuli is not a good Mechitza, then the Tzir of good achis, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of good achis, is Pitikra. And when you say Pitikra, we're not bothered about B'kiyas Gediyim because everything is considered Kisasim. So that's what we had presented last time, is a theoretical possibility without fleshing out how that works, that maybe even if Pitikra is based on good achis, it's stronger than your classic Mechitza Tuliya. Classic Mechitza Tuliya isn't viewed as Kisasim, and therefore we're bothered by B'kiyas Gediyim. But a pikikra is viewed as kisasam, and even if theoretically you could have gedim go through, that doesn't bother us because it's considered kisasam. Now, how exactly that works still remains unclear. Why is it that pikikra is stronger than a mechisa tliya, and what gives you the right to view it as kisasam? And the Yeshua himself kind of leaves this with a bit of a tarachia. He says, by the way, don't tell me that his first question was, what's the tzir of good achis where you have a lachal Moshe Messina? So what would you have said? Right, so why do you say that the halacha of Shemesina is not b'yam? Everyone agrees that l'chisa tulya works b'yam. He says that can't be, because a yam, generally speaking, is at worst or at best a karmelis. There's no iser tiltum in a Torah in a yam. So it can't be that the institution of the halacha of Shemesina of good achis is only meant to solve a derabbanan problem. So it has to be that if there is a halacha Moshe Messina of good achis, it has an application that's going to be relevant to a din d'oraisa. So again, fleshing out the details here, still a little bit confusing, but the bottom line is the Pnei Yeshua does assume that there's a fundamental difference even within Rashi, who says, or maybe precisely for Rashi, who says that good achis is the rationale, is the basis for pitikra. There's still a fundamental difference between pitikra and your classic mechitza tulya. That pitikra we view as awesome, as opposed to a mechitza tulya, which is still viewed as hanging and less effective. Now, there is a little bit of a remez, if you will, or a indication of such a distinction in the Rishonim on Daf Yudalit. We discussed last time the comment of the Ritva there, where the Gemara says, Kora ain't kan, mechisa ain't kan. That the tzir, the Gemara has in Daf Yudalit, of a person who had a Kora, which he covered with a blanket, covered with a sheet. And then the Gemara says that now, if Kora is Mishum Mechitza, then you haven't accomplished anything because you don't have a Kora because it's covered, and you don't have a mechitza because it's a mechitza tluya. So there's a lesson in the Me'iri there. The Me'iri yadal dibra maskel hiniyach. So there the Me'iri is bothered by the following. Yesholim Ladasa Omer Kari Mishum Lechitza. So if it is the case, again, Machlokes HaMaran, whether Kari Mishum Heker or Kari Mishum Lechitza, if it is the case that Kari Mishum Lechitza, Heyach Lo Chashashu L'Gidiyam Bokimba. So why are we not concerned about Bekiyas Gidiyam under the Kari? We're concerned about Bekiyas Gidiyam by a Lechitza Tluya. So why are we concerned about Bekiyas Gidiyam by the Kari? Umikal Makom Bezu Samchu Al Chuda Yori Besose. But here, we rely on the fact that the edge of the kara is yorid v'sosem, so we rely on pitikra. Aval, kosha asam mechitza, shelo machmas stimas chuda, eno klum, achar shagidim bokim. So anytime you make a mechitza not based on pitikra, so that mechitza is going to be subject to the kiyas gedim, as opposed to pitikra, which is yorid v'sosem. So again, the Me'iri doesn't explain why. He doesn't give you the hesber. Why is it that the Kora, which is Yorid Besosim, is Sosim, as opposed to Mechisa Tulya, which is not, and where we are bothered by the Kiyas Gidiyam? But he does make that distinction. So this is Ke'en, the distinction that the Pnei Yeshua makes, the Me'iri himself makes, again, without fleshing out the Svaras.
That it's only for your group of these, and
You're asking the Miri, or do you have to explain the Miri?
Yeah, just asking general comparison.
You're asking why the fact that the Miri says that for a Korah, so maybe you wouldn't say that for regular B-Tickle. Because there is only a Tikkun Derabbanan, maybe you wouldn't say that where there's a need for a Tikkun Deraisa. Maybe. There's a lashon on the Ran as well over there. The Rowan Keilu Chuda Sosi Badakarka, we view the edge of the Korah is going down out of Karka. The Kevin Shekain Shuv Ein Hagidi and Bokimba. And then there's no allowance, there's no concern about the Kiyas Kedia. So without explaining, you do have these indications in the Meiri and the Ran, which reflect what the, or seem to be what the Benishu is arguing, that even if Pitikra is operating based on good Akkis, there's still a difference between Pitikra, which is a stronger kind of stima, and your generic Melchisa Tulia, which is not matzah. Pitikra Yoruz Tosim if it's Dalet Tvach and wide. Ramah, the end of Simon Shin Samachal, if we show the Be'ina and Gamke and Baruch of Hakiroi, Dalet Tvach. That's what we said. Okay.
Doesn't Mishabura seem not like Ramosha though? Because if you're putting a Korah that wide for Mechitza and Mavoi, that means you're trying to be much of the area in the Mavoi, you know?
In the case of the Tikra, you'd be Mach if the area that's under the Tikra.
I guess I might be able to, Mr. L, I thought it could be the Mishabura.
Okay. Fine. So if Pitikra did the rice and did the rabbanon, so Tosfos has a little bit of a back and forth, but the upshot of Tosfos and Daf Pevav, Dibur Maskil Korah, Daf Pevav and Menal Dibur Maskil Korah, and the famous of the Rush there, the 8th Parak Simon Zion, the Rush Parakhes Simon Zion, is that Pitikra is a din the excuse me, din the rice. If you look over the Rambam, Perek Yitzayin, Halacha Lamed Hei, that we quoted last time, The Ramban is clear that Pitekar only works midrabanan, which is why if you throw into an area that is mukaf alide Pitekra, you're going to be pater. And that's what Mishabru points out here at the end of Dibur Maskil V'yesh Omrim. That's about Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. So he quotes the Shitas Rishonim at the end of Dibur Maskil V'yesh Omrim. Okay. We discussed last time the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, about what the tzir of Arzla or Ursula is in that cafe. So we do pass in the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, that a gag v'shupa, a slanted roof, is not subject to Pitekra. So the Mechaber writes there in Sefez again, v'hu shelo yehei Pitekra v'shupa d'leka peh. We pass in that there has to be straight in order to say Pitekra. You can't say Pitekra on a gag mishuba. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Mechitza Tluya. Yeah.
So, doesn't Joseph hold that also? Arzila will not say Pitekra?
Well, Tosa has a different shot of Arzila. The Gemara says Arzila. Tosa argues that
Arzila has a different piercing. He has Arzila. But Arzila, he seemed to be met to Rashi that by Arzila, you wouldn't say Pitekra.
According to Tosis's Gerson in the Gemara, there's no indication in the Gemara that there's a chisaron of Meshuba. Is that correct?
Yeah,
Tosis has a different... I'm sorry?
Yeah, whenever Tosis brings up Arzila, though, he accepts the concept of Arzila, and he never says no, that he would. He doesn't disagree with
that. Correct. Tosis does not... So Tosis does not disagree in Din, but Tosis doesn't have a Gemara that has that Din, according to Skirsa. No? We only have Ki Arzila and Daf Kafeim Abeis. Correct? And Rashi tells there has a different Girsa.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying one way or another whether Tosfos would argue. It could well be that Tosfos agrees Ladina, but Tosfos doesn't have Gemara that tells you that.
I think
Beis
Yosef wants to say everyone
holds by
for some reason. I hear what you're saying, but
right.
What
are
the Beis Yosef coming from?
Correct, which is why, even though, correct, La Halacha could well be that there's no Machlokes, Ladina, and which is why, even if we paskin like Tosis's approach to Pitekra, the Din Gag Meshupa may still be correct, and is quote Shulchan Aruch. That is correct.
In terms of, just
1 second. Which is why, for example, right, the Mechaber writes over there. The Mechaber understood Kiruya Galaxon like Tosfos and not like Rashi. And the Mishabura there explains in Sharti and Yuzayim that's because Pitekra is predicated on Pesach and Pifka becomes Zavislov of the Inchi. So that's the Tosin the Rush, not like Rashi. So it's therefore not inconsistent that Tosis explains Kiruyo Balatso like Tosfos, and yet Paskin's Gad Meshupa, which is Rashi, because one doesn't exclude the other. My only point was that there's no, according to Tosis, there's no Gemara that explicitly tells you that Dinah Gag Meshupa. Yeah. I think, unless you tell me otherwise.
from?
Yeah.
In terms of when you saw that window that the initial application evaluate Hermit Rudo or Paris Koyo on the fee on a pizza by pizza basis.
Right.
But they're not here, however, to consider also the and quality the home run. What would we say? Would we say that Pete Tickerior de Soysen would give them would we say that's like a full pizza in terms of that evaluation of Omen Ruba, or would it be a zero in terms of your overall packet?
You can see that depending on the lumdus of Pitigra, whether it's based on Pesach or Mechitza. If it's Kepesach, so then Pitigra shouldn't work if it's more than Esser. Which I think some are going to discuss.
Well, it does work more than Esser.
I remember if that's I think that is discussed. Take a look. I don't remember offhand how that falls. Okay.
So according to Rashi, it sounds rational that it's considered like a full pizza.
Right.
Light
is
still on.
Light is still on. Sugya of Mechitza Tliya, or one of the main sugyas, is Shabbos Daf Kefalef. There is a parallel Gemara in Eruv and Yud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos Kefalef is a little bit more expensive, but if you don't have a Shabbos in front of you, do have an Eruvin, you can take a look at Eruvin Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara says over here, initially talking about beitzas and demeshad, which are small boats that on the top of them they're wider, and then the walls of the boat meet in a corner or meet at one point in the bottom, so the walls narrow as it gets down to the bottom of the boat. The Gemara there has a discussion as to whether the upper mechitzas can function as mechitzas, which are essentially mechitzas tliya. So in the course of that Gemara, the Gemara says, "Bamine Rabbi Tava mi Rabin, mechitza tluya mahu shetatir bechorva. Can a mechitza tluya be makif and be makif in an area that is a chorva, an area where all the other walls fell down, a desolate or destroyed building?" The Amalei, "A mechitza tluya mataras ella b'mayim." He responded, "No, mechitza tluya is only matir b'mayim, kal hu sheikilu chachamim b'mayim." So there's a kula that chachamim were makel to allow for a mechitza tluya to be matir b'mayim. V'amai ha'ika b'kiyas dagim. So why is that so? How is it that you can be matir mechitza tluya b'mayim? isn't there a bikias dagim? Aren't the fish swimming underneath? So just like we're worried about bikias gidim in the land, we should be worried about bikias dagim b'mayim. Elishma mina bikias dagim lo shma bikias. What do you see? That bikias dagim is not considered bikia. So the pashtus and meaning of the Gemara seems to be, the Gemara says, Kalu shikilo chachame b'mayim. There is a kula that we allow for mechisa tulia b'mayim. The Gemara says, aye, what about b'kiyas dagim? Well, you see that b'kiyas dagim lo shma b'kiyah. So it's not pshat that the reason we're mekel b'mayim is because b'kiyas dagim lo shma b'kiyah. It's that we're mekel b'mayim for whatever reason. Even if we're mekel b'mayim, maybe we should be concerned about b'kiyas dagim, and that should have prevented us from being mekel b'mayim. Where it says, no, don't be bothered by b'kiyas dagim. B'kal shekilo chame b'mayim exists independent of b'kiyas dagim. It's not that because b'kiyas dagim looks like b'kiyah, that's the reason that we're mekel. It's that that's what allows us to be mekel. It's not a separate problem, and we could be mekel for whatever reason that we'd be mekel b'mayim. Had it been that b'kiyas dagim shmei b'kiyah, then we wouldn't have had license to be mekel. So that is the presumption and the basis of the Chazon Ish. That Kalush Yigilu B'mayim is step one, and the Kiyas Dagim could have theoretically posed an external problem that would have prevented us from being Mekel B'mayim, and then the Gemara says, no, the Kiyas Dagim isn't a concern. So that's the position of the Chazon Ish in Simen Ayin Tes Os Yudin Yin Aleph, as well as Simen Samech Tes Os Tes. Again, Ayin Tes Yud and Yud Aleph, primarily Yud, and Samaches Yud. I'm sorry. Ayin Tes is Yud Aleph, and Samaches is Yud and Yud Aleph. Okay, Simon Ayin Tes Os Yud Aleph, and Simon Samaches Os Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Chazon Ish assumes that fundamentally a mechitza tuliya is not a good mechitza. It's not a good mechitza even without the reason of the kiyas gedia. And it shouldn't have been a mechitza b'mayim either, but kalu shekilu b'mayim. Okay, so mechitza tuliyah is fundamentally a problematic mechitza, even if you could obviate the problem of b'kiyas gedim. So the Chazon Ish here is, let's say you have a mechitza tuliyah, and what best is this one? So let's say you have a mechitza tulia, you have a hanging 10 tavach mechitza, and then here I have 5 tvachim from the ground, and I'm going to close off the bottom 3 tvachim. Actually, so we don't run into Omei Muba issues. I say this is 25 tefachim for the ground. So I'm going to close off this area over here so that I prevent any traffic of gedim on the bottom. So Chazon Ish says there's still a problem with chitza tuliyah. The chitza tuliyah is fundamentally problematic, even if in a local situation I can get rid of the problem posed by gedim. And the same thing would be true b'yavash b'yam, if not for the fact that kalash yekilu b'mayim, for some other reason, mechitza tuliyah would have been a problem, even if b'kiyas dagim is loshma b'kiyah. It's not the b'kiyah of dagim or gediyim, which is a critical factor in determining whether mechitza tuliyah can work or not. Okay, that's the Chazanish's argument. There's a mashmos like this in the Meiri. The Meiri is on Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Hamishna Hashvias. The Meiri writes that the Abasha, we say good asik, but not good akis. If you can have a mechitza that goes out of the rakia, then you can't have a mechitza that goes down, you can't have a mechitza tuliya. Why? Because derech binyan, the normal way of building, is going from the bottom up, but not from the top down. So I can't be... The reason that I can operate with good asik and not good achis is good asik is the normal way of building things. Is you start building, and then you continue building up. So even if you're not actually building up, it's halachically considered as going up. But it's not normal to start building. You don't start building a wall in the middle of the air and then build down. You start building and you build up. You don't build down. So that's why good achis doesn't work. However, the Meiri says, but yeah, if it does work, because there, that is the norm. If you're building a wall in the sea, so then you can't start at the bottom because you don't have access to the bottom. You have to start further up, and then you build down. That's why Mechisa Tuliya works beyond and not be Abasha according to the Meiri. So that has, there's a mashmos there that is not a function of Bekiyas Gedim or Bekiyas Dagim per se. It's fundamentally what's the normal way of building a Mechisa, and that's why there's a difference between Yam and Yabasha. Now, there is a contrary indication in the Meiri in the Sugin Shabbos, which the Teferis Yaakov points out. Teferis Yaakov is in Perik Yitzayin Aradalit. Perik Yitzayin Aradalit. The Meiri there writes in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph Abed Aleph Nibra Maskol Mechitza. Kuf Aleph Abed Aleph Nibra Maskol Mechitza. The Meiri writes, V'im Kain Ein Hadavar Tali V'yam V'yabasha Elam V'kiyas Gideon. So there, he has a line that, no, what's critical is Bekiyas Gedim, not Yam V'Yavasha per se. So that sounds like it's against the Chazanish. Okay. Rambam also has a mashmos like this Mahalach Kein the Chazanish that Kalish Yukilu V'mayim is independent of Bekiyas Dagim. The two steps. There's a Kula that we allow Mechitza Tuluya V'yam. Had it not been for the fact that Bekiyas Dagim Moshma Bekiya, we might not have been able to invoke that Kula. But the Kula is for a different reason than Bekiyas Dagim. The Rambam writes, Perek Tezayin Alacha Yud Gimel, there the Rambam has the stint of Mechitza Tuluya V'yam. The Rambam makes no mention of the Kiyas Dagim, and he only writes that a Mechitza Tluya is Matir B'mayim, because Kalu Shikilu, since the Intertotal B'mayim is only an Issa D'Rabbanan anyway. Since we're only talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan to start with, so then we're makel to allow for Mechitza Tluya B'yam. So fundamentally, Kalu Shikilu, had there been a problem with Bekiyas Dagim that might have prevented us from invoking that Kula, but Bekiyas Dagim lo shmei Bekiyah. But bottom line, the reason that Kala Shekil Ramai was not because of Bekiyas Dagim per se. Sammy?
So we were saying that the Meiri Shabbos would hold that Melechitza Tuli would work.
What do you mean would work?
Didn't you just say that that you need to have the invoking ball?
No, I'm saying that there's a mashmas here against the Chazanish that the Kiyas Gedim is what's critical. Meaning, let's say in this seer, right, according to the Chazanish, this doesn't help. Right. And here there's a mashmas, maybe it would help. Okay. That if I can prevent the Kiyas Gedim, then maybe the Chiz Tluya could work even via Basha.
Okay.
So. Okay. And there is the Ritva here in the Sugin Shabbos is Mashma Nali the Chazanish. The Ritva Kuf Aleph Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Elish Ma'amina Kuf Aleph Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Elish Ma'amina He explains that no, the Kalish Kilu is precisely because the Kiyas Daga Moshma Bekia. The Kula is, quote, Shalal Lachush the Bekiyas Dagin She'ena Nires. The Kula is that we're not concerned about Bekiyas Daga, even if it is Bekiyas Daga, there are fish, but because we can't see the fish, it doesn't concern us. Right, so the Ritva did not learn the Gemara in two stages, that Kalish Kilu for another reason. And we're not bothered by the Kiyas Daga, but he learned that the Kalish Kilu is precisely because we're not bothered by the Kiyas Daga. That which is master of the Ritva, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes La Lacha the Feirish Simin Shin Nun Hei Seif Yud. So Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, this is the context of Mechisa Hamayim and the sugyas there. Sugya Shabbos, Sugya Neder Irvin, Simon Shin and Hei Shulchan Aruch. Beis Hakise Sha'al Pnei Hamayim Murtili Panis Bo Ayinei Mechisa Tluya Shiasena Lebato Svimo. So you can use a Beis Hakise Al Pnei Hamayim with a Mechisa Tluya. Really, we should not have been makel mishum gedachis at all. So really, we shouldn't have been making the mayim either because of the dogim. So really, we should have been mafmir because there is bekias dogim, but we're makel since bekias dogim is not so apparent. That's why we're mako. Lo kilu elokishasa mechitzal l'shem amayim de lahadir em tiltol sheish love as a happy with the current shemayim shekatev karmelus. Fine. So that's pretty much like the Ritva, that the kalish kilu is that since bekias dogim is eino nearis kolkach, is not as apparent, so then we're mako to allow a mechitzal tluya b'yam, and we're not considered about bekias dogim as opposed to the approach of the Chazanish, reflecting the Meiri and Sukkah. Then no, and reflecting the Rambam, that the Kalash Yikilu is for some other reason, either because, or let's say because the Isser Tilt of Mayim is only Dirabanan, and we might have reconsidered, if not for the fact that Bekiyas Dagim Lo Shma Bekiyah. I think we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll pick up with certain Halacha Maisa ramifications of this Machlokas, and I'll try to send you more and more comments.